Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and I don't know why I keep doing this myself, but unfortunately I'm with Frank Jack again.
I don't know why I keep coming on this show.
You think after 42 episodes we'd say fuck it?
I've been trying to throw you off for the last five.
And I keep blowing up your phone every week.
Every week. I don't understand.
Say, hey, ready to ramble on?
I still answer, so I must be some type of masochist or some shit.
Well, I got my blueberry Red Bull, so I'm ready to go.
So you're a faggot.
So what are we going to talk about today, Frankie?
So is it Frank, I just called you a faggot, and then you call me Frankie. The fuck's wrong with you?
I think it's funny.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, so what are we talking about, though, bro?
So I guess today we're talking about a first date etiquette and just social cues. Etiquette. I don't fuck knows.
Okay.
And also annoying social cues.
Well, every time I do this podcast, we'll just
call him Sean. we don't even make it annoying social cues. We'll call it topic Sean.
Let's just get into it. In all seriousness, I think it's a big deal because, you know, Frank, nowadays, you know, there's websites, OkCupid, Bumble, POF. Not that I know all those by heart, but, you know, that they do a good job of you can answer questions and you can get to know them, but how to prepare for first date. What fashion, you know, what how to present yourself.
Those dating sites don't do shit. I mean, all it really has to do is with your picture and you say something that doesn't make you sound like a fucking felon. I mean, honestly, even those, some people like those. I don't even understand that.
I think it matters. I think you're like how you
no way.
Prepare yourself, though.
Absolutely not.
First impressions when you walk into the fucking restaurant.
I mean, you should be clean shaven, in life. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've met girls that
as we're both sitting here with beards.
I went out with girls and I asked them if they like tits or ass better. And it worked. I went on a first date, first date yesterday, and I was wearing a wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a girl likes you, it almost.
You think there's a chance at a second date?
Who knows? But that's not the point. The point of the matter is.
Yeah.
Dating is less about being perfect, because if they don't like you, mm-hmm. You could have all the jewelry on. You could look fly
like,
as shit.
Like a nine,
if they don't like you, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But if they do like you, if they do like your personality, if they do like the way you look, then I mean, you could almost look like a bum, and they're gonna like you. People put too much idea into this preparation. I don't think the preparation really matters as much as if they like you.
I think it does, because you don't want to sit next to someone with bad breath or someone with
who
BO.
Has bad breath. Like again, this
no,
is a,
I'm
like,
saying
I don't understand why someone has to prep. Bad breath.
You'd be
for a
sucked.
Date. You should not have bad breath.
No, you'd be sucked.
Who the hell wants to chill with a boy with bad breath who's breathing bad breath down their fucking throat? I don't understand.
No, but
like, you acting like bad breath is something you should just do for dates. Like, that's just something you should do as an adult.
No, you're at 2018 though. But no, what I'm saying is I was on a first date.
You should not wear sweats either.
I was on a first date like probably a couple months ago. And,
I believe it.
What, that's been that long?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, though, we went to this restaurant, you know, casual restaurant, not like Arby's or nothing, but not like nothing like super fancy either, right in the middle, downtown mm-hmm. Pensacola. We could, both of us could tell, we met on, I think we talked on like OkCupid or some shit. And we both could tell, like in the first like 2 or 3 minutes, that this was just not gonna happen. And I was like, maybe it's because we got so desperate we started talking about this fucking podcast on our date. No, but seriously though, it got to that point, and we were both trying to like just make it through, you know. And it's I almost got to the point. Maybe people can our listeners can, you know, comment or talk to us. You know, what would they do if they were in a situation where they knew this date was going nowhere? I was this close from saying, have a good night. I didn't know how to, the thing is, I've never done that before. I've never walked out of a first date, but I was this close.
Well, there's certain things you got to do for a
first
date.
I was like, oh my gosh, like really close.
If you already know it might probably not work, you should always, first off, pregame for the date if you don't think it's going to work.
It's one of those things where I think it may work. But then when you actually meet and converse with a person,
when you think there's a chance it's not working, I'm not saying pregame like get hammered, like have a few drinks before, you know, to loosen yourself up, to make it at least fun. Then what I like to do, if I don't think it's gonna really, it might probably won't work. Mm-hmm. I make sure we go somewhere real close to a strip club, so afterwards mm-hmm. I can go to the strip club.
I think I hit you up and you were busy.
Sometimes I go before the date. I go to the strip club. It makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. All those girls, you know, you give them some money. They tell you you're the greatest guy in the world. Then you go on a date. You feel great about yourself.
Yeah. So that's what you would. Would you ever walk out of a first date, Frank?
No. See, this is what I do.
No, I'm Matt. Answer the question.
No, but this is what I do.
Would you ever walk out of a first date? Yes or no?
No. This is what I would do. I would text people.
And it's, I don't know anybody but you, unfortunately. I've done this before. Sad.
I've done this before. Mm-hmm. Where I text people when this date I was going nowhere, mm-hmm. and they magically showed up at the bar we were at and ran into me, and then the girl ends up leaving, and I end up hanging out with my friends.
Did you pay for the tab?
Of course, but
you had to because she dipped.
But. Well, no. I mean, everything was paid for. She might have paid for herself. It doesn't matter.
That's my rule, though. I always pay for the first date. It can be the worst one ever, and I always pay. I even paid for this. The second date, it's up in the air. They can have... But I've learned that from a young age.
See, that's the thing about... I like about feminism now, is girls like to pay for themselves. I love it. This is one girl I went out with
I don't care. I still do.
This one girl I went out a few times, though. I'd go to the bathroom, she'd pay the tab. I loved it. It was the best dates ever. I didn't like her as a person, but I loved her paying for the dates.
That was the only time a girl ever paid for one of my first dates was that she was like adamant, like really like almost got into my face that she would pay for her side, and I finally gave in.
See, I usually tell women when they get like that, I go, "Your opinion doesn't matter. Your money's not good here anyway." Moving on. the best thing to know about a first date, one of my mm-hmm. friends taught me, and it's very successful, is you don't want to go and pay for food on a bad date. So you always bring them to a place they don't serve food.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if the date's going well, then you guys can maybe decide to go eat. If not, you had a few drinks, you're out, and you're not stuck with the bill for a meal. It's a very successful mm-hmm. situation. A friend taught me, and it works. Another thing that I do notice, I was having problems dating, and a friend told me, I'm like, mm-hmm. I go, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. She goes, well, Frank, I'll tell you how to. It's been very successful. Shut your fucking mouth. Mm-hmm. Girls don't want to listen to anything you have to say most of the time. Most of the time, they want to talk about themselves. And usually, they'll talk after about a half hour, and they'll ask you about yourself. And you always say very abbreviated things. Because you want them, if you ever know anything or any studied communication skills, you always want to say as little about yourself because you want that level of mystery there.
Right.
And I've noticed the more I've tried that, the more it worked. The less you say, the more intrigued they are.
Because there's some sort of mystery leaving out for like the second date or whatever. You don't want to leave stuff for the next date.
You want just mystery, and you always want to be careful about what you're talking about as well. Because some girls will be like, you know, oh, one time I was drunk and I didn't know where I was.
One time at band camp.
and then sometimes you'll say things like, oh, you think that was bad? One time I was drunk, you know, got surrounded by six guys. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, you got to be careful. You don't want to outdo them. Because mm-hmm. then you sound like a scumbag. What you want to do, they say, oh, I was drunk one night. Oh, really? That is... You make you sound like it was actually interesting, even though it's not interesting at all. Yeah. You don't want to ever try to outdo them. You don't want to try to make them feel less than themselves. You also don't want to make yourself sound like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
So always, you got to very mellow it out.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Then once you get to know them, then they can find out your crazy side. But before, you want to be straight with them.
I think, though, that... You know, I think that that the first date should be like somewhere where it's not like too, you know, noisy too. You know, there's sometimes you go to places that are like really noisy.
Yeah, and I don't understand why people go on first dates to movies. The fuck are you going to learn in a movie?
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Can't fucking talk in a movie. And if you do, everyone already hates you.
Well, the dinner and the movie bullshit. Because the dinner is where you talk. You know the
expensive.
Classic. It goes back to like the 70s, 60s or whatever.
You go to the dinners to talk.
And then you go to the movies to cuddle. I mean, that's been going back to the old days. Remember the movie Outsiders, you know? it goes all the way back to that and beyond.
Sometimes what I do is when I date girls...
I can't believe I just referenced the Outsiders on this podcast.
I don't even know the Outsiders. I've never seen it.
What?
But,
Is the greaser... Never mind. We'll move on.
But anyway, what I like to do sometimes, what some people do, not that I do, but is you bring a girl to a real low-class restaurant to see how she reacts.
Because
I like low-class places. So if the
girls, no, really?
So if the girls,
I'm just kidding. That was
if
mean.
The girl's really appalled by it, this ain't going to work anyway. Because that's where I like to hang out anyway. And then eventually, you know, you bring them to a better place. But you want to know in the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't want a bougie girl. That gets real expensive.
Bad and bougie.
So, no. I mean, you gotta feel them out. It's kind of like a game, really. You gotta poke the bear and see if the bear bites, what it does. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you want to find out who they are as a person. I mean, granted, you can wine and dine them and blow all this money.
So it just depends. You got to read the person.
You got to read the person. You got to put them in a situation.
Like, same thing with alcohol is I usually try not to do alcohol, but if the lady wants a wine, you know, a bottle of wine,
you
or a glass
do
of
alcohol.
Wine, you know?
It'd make you more interesting.
You know, if a girl wants a glass of wine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see anything wrong with that if it's in your budget for that evening or day or whatever.
Usually when a girl orders alcohol, I typically order alcohol just because
of it. Yeah, sometimes.
Just because I usually need it to care about the
Well, sometimes it'll be like a mutually agreed upon purchase.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want a beer? Oh, I was only going to get it if you were going to get it.
Oh, you know? Yeah, see, I don't give a fuck if they're going to get it.
You know?
I'm going to do whatever I want.
What else you want to talk about?
I want to talk about social cues and things that piss me off. So I was at the bar the other day, right? And they know me by name at the bar for some fucking reason.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't even go that often. They only know me by fucking name. Actually, it's the bartender. I'm like, why the fuck do you know my name?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. That makes me feel like
weird.
I deserve it a meeting.
You're a regular.
I should go to a meeting in a church about my problems or some bullshit.
Are you
like,
a,
well, that doesn't make, does that make people
a,
feel comfortable
double,
that people
a,
know their name
alcohol
at the bar?
Alcohol Anonymous or something?
Yeah, like, does that make people feel comfortable?
No.
No, it makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel like, I'm way here way too fucking much.
Oh, yeah.
Probably pay this fucking kid's college.
That's funny. Social cues. Social cues are kind of very important when it comes to any social interaction because you don't want to turn someone off. If they're not interested in, you know, in hanging out or whatever, you don't want to like keep after them. They'll just think they're annoying. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. But no. So, are you telling me I have great social cues, Frank? Is that what you're saying?
Here's a tissue box. So anyway.
No, but you know what I'm trying to say, though.
So anyway.
Like, you have to learn how to read people.
So anyway.
What? Go ahead, bro.
No, the tissue box was for you, so you could.
No, I know. That's why I threw it.
Looks like you're about to cry and shit.
No, that's why I threw
it. So anyway. You know, social cues are also relative. It depends where you are. So whether you're in the North, South, Midwest, you know, social cues, culture is different. The middle finger means different things in different places. Waving means different things in different places. How are you means different things in different places. Staring means different things in different places.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying. You have to judge who you're working with.
You have to always look at your environment before deciding the social cues. And you don't always have to be the leader sometimes. Sometimes it's okay to take a step back and read the environment to determine what social cues are acceptable and what aren't acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about going on a blind date? How's that impact, you think, things? Like, are you fans of blind dates?
I've never been on a blind date.
So you frown upon on people going to those? Or?
No, I just think people that know me for some reason don't respect
what
me
I'm
enough
saying,
to
but
set,
that,
no, don't like me enough to actually set them up, set me up with one of their friends. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never been on a blind date.
That impacts social cues, too, because you don't know the person, so that... Some people like that, though, where it adds intrigue and, you know, kind of mystery to the thing. I've been on one of those.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. Don't know the person, and it's like you don't know what you're going into except for what people tell you, what someone told you about this person.
Yeah, it doesn't make me nervous at all. Because who wouldn't like me? I'm awesome.
I don't know about that.
I think I'm fucking awesome.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm pretty awesome.
I mean, we made it... so far through the podcast, so.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, through college, you know, I tried to be more of an adult. It didn't work. I just got hammered because I hated it. You know, I realized you just got to be yourself. You know, I don't know if you...
Yeah, and either they like you or they don't.
Kid Cudi, he says, be yourself because everyone's going to hate you anyway.
Either they like you or they don't.
People are going to hate you anyway.
You know, I like... And, you know, if you can make them laugh, you know, that's always a plus. Get them, it's like there's tension or nervousness. It's good to get that cleared out where you can just make the other person feel comfortable around you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean,
humor is always good, too.
I really, I'm just myself. They don't like me, fuck it. I like myself.
But you know what I'm trying to say?
Walking,
like, always
the world myself for all I care. Like, always I like me more than I like other people.
Hold the door open for them, you know, and try to be respectful.
Normal. Like, I don't understand all these cues you're saying you're going on your first date. I do every single day of my goddamn life.
You'd be
life.
Surprised, though.
Like,
well,
I don't understand why people have to prepare this shit or think about this shit before they do it. I do this shit anyway.
You'd be surprised, bro.
I don't understand.
Is there anything else you want to talk about for this episode?
Yeah.
What?
Sensitivity and why it's... why it's ruining America.
No, as you look at me and then say I'm and think that I'm actually, most people would agree that I'm a little sensitive.
The thing about sensitivity is social cues of sensitivity. Now, when people show that they're sensitive, like when you say this to say something and they show they're upset by it, I'm gonna tell you the best way to deal with it. If they look offended when you say something, this is what you do. You turn around, you walk towards mm-hmm. the door, you leave the door, mm-hmm. you get in the car and drive. Sensitivity has no place. Mm-hmm. Sensitivity just It's a weakness, really.
I hear you. That's something I try to work on. I know some people think that I'm sensitive. It's something that I try to work on. And sometimes people think that say that I think I'm funnier than I really am. So I try to mask the sensitivity with humor. You know, and I don't think that works half the time.
There's a lot of people in this world that are overly sensitive. And the thing about sensitivity is they don't hurt other people. Other people don't feel anything. They hurt themselves by feeling that way.
You know right, I mean? Yeah.
Because it's only a thought in their head that causes themselves pain.
No, I hear you. But then also, you know, you got to understand if you impact someone's, like, what if they have personal religious beliefs or something.
Right.
That you offend too.
Right.
It could be something like that too. Right. So, especially now in 2018, you never know what someone's going to believe
right.
in.
Right. You know, and someone's got a personal religious belief and you offend them.
Yeah.
Typically... my response to that is, I don't care.
It goes back to what you said earlier. You either like me or you don't.
You don't like me or you do like me. I don't give a fuck.
If you don't like me, then don't associate yourself, right?
Right.
Don't associate right. yourself right. with somebody if they rub you the wrong way.
The way I look at it is, years ago I left a place, you know, where I cared about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I look at it now is, after doing that, I don't think there's mm-hmm. There's very few people in my life I couldn't do without. You know what I mean?
Right.
After you leave people that you love unconditionally, does anyone else really hold a candle to that? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it doesn't matter. If you were able to walk away where you had people that you really, really did care about, do other people really matter if they walk
no,
out?
Because no, if it makes you feel better, then that's all that matters.
I mean, at the end, if you lose enough of yourself, mm-hmm. what's the losing a little more? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, man. You just got to do what makes you feel better.
You just got to live your life and be happy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get to our sensible or cynical thoughts. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go sensible. I think that, you know, be yourself. It is best to just go through the date and then afterwards mutually agree that it's over.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think it's just sensible to maybe mutually agree that it's just not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your thought for the episode?
So I'd say sensible. I'm going to go sensible in a way that I think it's important to remember that on a date, it's not all about you, and you have to, honestly, it's a date. Mm-hmm. You already know everything about yourself. I hope you were there. There's no point in talking about yourself. You should really just take the time to do your best to learn about them.
To get to know the other person.
Yeah, and, you know, you want to keep it at a minimum, talking about yourself, because then that'll keep up, that's the point, sometimes keeps up the mystery, and I think I've found success in that, and, you know, eventually when you get to know each other, you get to know everything about each other, so, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think the best thing is to not oversell. Don't oversell.
Yeah.
It's like a sales technique. It's kill or kiss. Kill means keep it long and lengthy.
Right.
You kill the deal. Kiss, keep it short and sweet. You kiss the deal. So, I mean, you're running mm-hmm. a marketing campaign. That's what you're doing when you're dating. I need to finish my beer.
Okay. All right. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Take it easy.